Man Marv's Notebook for July 31st, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I've booked my car rental for my trip to Vegas slash Utah. And the funny thing, I'm at a little loss to explain how the pricing of an SUV ends up being cheaper than a compact car. But when I booked my 1 week rental, it comes out to a little under 300 for the SUV, whereas a compact would have been well over $400. And even after figuring out gas, the cost of gas, I still end up just a bit ahead with the SUV, so I went ahead and rented that. And now I'm trying to figure out where I should be going. I know I planned the trip so that I could visit both the Zion National Park and the Bryce Canyon National Park, but I was also doing some research and looks like I could probably do a day trip to the North Rim of the Grand Canyon coming down from Utah. And last year on my trip, I went and visited the Grand Canyon from the South Rim. It was kind of interesting. I think both sides are very heavily trafficked by tourists, but I think the North Rim is a little less so than the South, considering all the visitor center and I guess major attractions are all on the South Rim side. So now I'm starting to consider trying to take the tour from the North side. But other than that. Still wide open to suggestions. If there's anything in that South Utah area that I should be looking at. I'm going to try and stay away from the other three national parks in Utah, at least on this trip. Maybe on the next trip I'll book lodging on the southeastern corner of Utah that's closer to those national parks. I want to try and maximize time that I can spend, you know, shooting and visiting stuff rather than commuting. I was also researching some other suggestions. Using TripAdvisor, there's at least one or two really active posters there that were outlining a two-week road trip that they recommend that would hit all five national parks in Utah over 2 weeks. But that's, even for them, you know, you don't spend much more than a day at each park, maybe more than a day in a couple of them. They're hitting other locations in between the national parks too, but I don't really have that time, at least on this trip anyway. And so I'm now also trying to figure out some other things, basically how to handle all the pictures I take. Last year, my DragonCon trip, I ended up bringing home, I would guess, about 70 gigs of photos between DragonCon and my side trip to the Grand Canyon. And this year, I purchased a D800, and the raw files on that camera weigh in between 40 and 50 megabytes each versus my last camera, which would have been around 20 to 30 megabytes each. So yeah, even now, even shooting at home, it's starting to fill up my hard drive, and I'm down to just under or over 100 gigabytes free on my SSD, and I've been trying to juggle how to move things around. My laptop, I have a 256 gig SSD plus in place of a CD drive, I have another 500 gig regular hard drive. And running out in space, both of those drives pretty regularly. I have another external 2 terabyte hard drive that I keep my photos on. Yeah, it's kind of big. I have like 1.3 terabytes of photos. That's, I guess, pretty impressive since it's only about maybe 6 years worth of, you know, really serious shooting, and most of that storage has been taken up within the last two years or so. Raw file sizes got really big, and I started editing my files in Photoshop, which, yeah, the weird thing is when you take your 40 megabyte raw file, edit it into Photoshop, it ends up consuming a whole gigabyte just for one image, even if you save it down as a PSD, you keep it as an uncompressed over a gig. So now I've got a little bit of a storage problem. I figure this time when I come home, bring back probably 100 gigs of photos, plus or minus, unless I figure out something. Been seriously considering just going back to shooting JPEGs and foregoing the RAW files, at least for certain kind of shots. Last year, when I took pictures of the DragonCon parade, I know I shot just the medium quality. Because, you know, there are a lot of things going on during the parade, and a lot of it is pretty evenly lit, and I don't have to worry about doing much adjustment normally do. So get away with smaller files and not having to worry about doing a lot of heavy post-processing. But you never know. I may end up shooting a lot of stuff outside the parade and kind of worried on how much space that's all going to end up taking. And longer term, ever since I bought my D800, was it January of this year? Yeah, I've been watching that free space on my computer shrink in very large chunks, I may add. So now trying to figure out what I should be doing about that. Try and juggle it, external hard drives, because 2 terabyte, that's one of those portable external hard drives that power off the USB bus. At the 2 terabytes is about the largest of anything. Bigger than that, you need a regular desktop external power. Not as convenient to carry those around, but go up to 4 terabytes in one pack. Thing is, I'm kind of paranoid about backing up my IT background. You know, the funny thing is, my office, or the office I work in, the entire server for one of our departments usually ends up being less than this file size, less than the size of my photo collection. So in some ways, I'm trying to be the guinea pig for figuring out the storage solution for my employer in the coming years. I know at least one or two of those servers are going to, one of them I've already had to upgrade the hard drive for more storage, trying to figure out what we're going to end up doing long term that won't, break the bank. So anyway, I was looking at like a Synology NAS, where I definitely want to avoid the Drobo. I heard a lot of good stories when it first came out, but then after the first year or so of the product life, you've started seeing Drobos fail, and then the proprietary nature of their storage system means you have to buy another Drobo through the first one, otherwise you'll never get your data off. Odd thing, this kind of situation happened, not at my employer, but at one of our subsidiaries, when the tape drive for the backup, for their backup system, the tape drive failed, but the tapes were, or actually did cost them $2,000 or $3,000, because they were kind of tied into that system. The office where I work at, all of our backup, it's pretty simple, at least with the amount of the data we have right now, to just continue with our current system, get from hard drive to another hard drive. We're approaching the limit of storage on that too, so I'm trying to figure out what kind of a long-term backup solution we can use. Right now, personally, I'm using CrashPlan to back up my laptop to a pair of external hard drives, each of them, I think. I've got a little bit of headroom on my personals. At the office, I've got some older antiquated, just about full. I know that I've got to try and find some other kind of solution. Considering, putting the office on CrashPlan, putting, CrashPlan on every server, the only problem is that CrashPlan's overhead might be too taxing for the amount of RAM that's installed on those servers. Out through my own experience here, my 2 terabyte laptop, you need at least a gig and a half of RAM just dedicated to CrashPlan to run in the background. And these servers are pretty old, I'm guessing from the 2009, 2010. Yeah, I think I may have only installed. They're running a little slow now. Actually, I did try adding it. Didn't run too well. Might not be beefy enough. Digressing, but that's kind of what this podcasting challenge is about, just do a stream of consciousness, like on some ideas. So anyway, I think I've gone on long enough. Tomorrow, first Friday, I think I'm feeling well enough where I may go out. If I do that, I'm going to be busy probably until midnight. So I probably won't have time to record something, but I got to get something out, so I'm going to try and piece together some footage I got from some fire dancers a couple of weeks ago. Been meaning to try and do something with video with my camera since they can shoot video. It's always been more of a chore to edit video than me. Once you shoot your video, it's pretty easy to store it. So I have this whole bunch of footage sitting around, so I'm not doing anything with it, but I may splice together just a 1 or 2 minute thing and post it as my entry for tomorrow. Now, anyway, until then, I'll talk to you later.